Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Folks, watch what's going on right now in Ukraine and Russia. It's fascinating. We're told Ukrainian special forces launched simultaneous attacks on 4 Russian strategic bomber bases and the home port of the Russian Northern Fleet on Sunday. Massive attack, wipe out basically a third of Russia's bomber fleet. And that Ukraine, you know, totally did this by themselves. And yeah, it's been planned for a year and a half. Okay, that's a total crock. NATO did this. And Trump's special envoy for Ukraine, Keith Kellogg, made sure Russia knew it on Saturday. I've always been surprised that Donald Trump hired Keith Kellogg. He is a true globalist neocon warmonger. Cut from the same cloth as Lindsey Graham. So it's very telling that he is the one who was dispatched to let Russia know, wink, wink, nod, nod, that actually, NATO did this. What does that mean? Well, the US, UK, Germany, and France, basically. That we're just using Ukraine here, and this is a proxy war. And he admitted that Putin knew this, too. Here's what Kellogg said on Fox News. Kellogg's talking about Putin here.
And he considers this a proxy war by NATO as well right now. And frankly, in a way, it is. I mean, it's clearly Putin sees that.
Russia got the intended message loud and clear. That was a headline article on RT this weekend. Kellogg admits NATO did this, which they did. For all practical purposes, there is no Ukraine military. It's just us. New York Times actually broke that story back in March of 25 when they admitted that the U.S. and NATO were running the war from a secret U.S. military garrison in Wiesbaden, Germany, and it describes a secret partnership known as Task Force Dragon, where the U.S. and Ukrainian generals collaborated closely to guide Ukraine's military operations against Russia. So we have been at war with Russia. This was laid out in the New York Times, not denied by the Trump administration. That includes strategic planning, precise targeting, using our satellites. I mean, this is our war. So this is Kellogg mocking the Russians over the weekend, basically letting them know, wink, wink, nod, nod, we did this. Or at very minimum, NATO did this. Now, if Trump's MAGA base knew he was running around bombing the Russians, risking World War III, there'd be a lot of pushback, a lot of consternation. So Trump administration sources, I put that in air quotes, told CBS News this weekend that Trump wasn't aware at all that this was going on, had no idea the large-scale drone attack by Ukraine. Yeah, right. On the Russian military, you know, aircraft was coming. No clue. Well, Ukraine announced they had told Trump this was coming. As Zero Hedge pointed out, somebody's lying here. But things would get weirder still over the weekend as Senators Lindsey Graham, obviously a Republican, and Senator Dick Blumenthal, a Democrat, conducted what sure looked like an illegal violation of the Logan Act. You can't just go over there as a senator and conduct your own foreign policy, especially if it's different from Trump's foreign policy. Only the president can conduct foreign policy. It's an illegal prosecutable act to do that. That is, unless the president authorized you to do it, was aware you're going and was fine with it. So when Graham and Blumenthal went over there, they met only with Zelensky, which had the right wing howling about the Logan Act, and Trump saying, well, absolutely nothing. As of the recording of this podcast, he hasn't said a damn thing, hasn't condemned them, hasn't said, yeah, I sent him over there, I was fine with it, I approved the message, nothing. Certainly, Trump hasn't objected. And the timing, it's almost as if Lindsey Graham and Dick Blumenthal knew what was about to happen with the Russian bombers getting bombed. I mean, the timing. There's only a couple of possibilities here, folks. Look, Lindsey Graham right now is in a big mess in South Carolina. Rasmussen polling shows him at 43% in the Senate rate. That's a disaster, okay? So Lindsey Graham is not going to take the risk of an illegal Logan Act violation. So one of two things is going on here. You notice that Trump endorsed Lindsey in his race. I've been explaining for a while, Trump has no choice, okay? The vote margins for Republicans are so slim in the Senate, Lindsey's got him over a barrel. Trump needs Lindsey's vote for the rescission package, needs Lindsey's vote for the big, beautiful bill, needs Lindsey's vote to even have the money to carry out his agenda. That's why that happened, right? So is it he sent Lindsey and Dick Blumenthal over there? Because look, MAGA and Trump supporters would not like that to start what looks like potentially the beginning of World War III. I mean, this is really dangerous. In fact, I'm certain this is why we burned the homes that the drones were smuggled in on. We don't want any kind of signature tracing back to us, because I got to tell you, folks, if these weren't our drones, then folks, what have we been sending over there? Remember the big tiff between Hegseth and Trump over the last month? Hegseth had stopped the shipment of bombers and drones over to NATO to use against Russia by Ukraine, right? And Trump in the media screams at him, says, no, you weren't supposed to pause that. Start sending them. And then all of a sudden, you've got these drone swarms repeatedly attacking Russia, including Putin claims surrounding his helicopter and attempting to assassinate him, which, by the way, in Russian nuclear doctrine, if Putin is assassinated, they are flat out say we will respond with a nuclear strike. So this is incredibly risky, whoever is doing this. On the other hand, if this is a Logan Act violation and Trump had no idea that Senator Lindsey Graham and Dick Blumenthal were going over there, the way Lindsey gets away with that is simple. Trump desperately needs his vote. Lindsey knows this will piss Trump off, but he also knows that he needs his vote for the big, beautiful bill. And he's taking a gamble that even though he's violating the law with the Logan Act, that Trump won't react in any way because Trump needs his vote. It's one of the two there. It'd be fascinating to find out which. And Trump ain't saying. And of course, he's not going to say. If Lindsey went over there without his permission and same with Richard Blumenthal, Trump's not going to admit that. He'll look weak, both to the Russians and domestically. But none of that is the wildest part. In fact, everybody's missing the wildest part. The wildest part was the joint statement that Lindsey Graham and Senator Dick Blumenthal, again, a Democrat, made not just to Putin, but to the Chinese. Up until now, the Senate has not explicitly backed Trump at all in his tariff war with China. It really hurts his ability to put the screws to him, which made this clip I'm about to play for you from their press conference directed at Russia, no surprise there, it's Lindsey Graham, but also at China, more shocking, because Graham and Blumenthal took a far more radical approach to China, made a far more radical threat to China about tariffs. Listen.
The game that Putin's been playing is about to change. He's going to be hit and hit hard by the United States when it comes to sanctions. China, the game you're playing with Russia is about to change. If you keep buying cheap Russian oil to fuel Putin's war machine, there'll be a 500% tariff on all of your products coming into the United States.
He doesn't understand what 82 senators coming together from both sides of the aisle mean in terms of practical import. And these sanctions will cripple his economy. They will be bone-crushing to a nation that is basically, as one of our colleagues once said, a gas station with nuclear arms. He has one resource, and we are going to throttle that resource.
I mean, damn! If the senators, 82 of them, back Trump like that in tariff negotiations with China, folks, we'd be unstoppable as an economic force in the world. Now, understand a couple of things here, because this is a really radical statement. Now, I don't know if Lindsey Graham and Richard Blumenthal actually mean this, or if Lindsey's just posturing because he's up for election. And quite frankly, he's at 43% in South Carolina. That's pathetic for a sitting senator. But stick with me for a minute here, okay? Who is China's number one oil supplier? That would be Russia. 20% of China's total comes from Russia. Now, you got to understand what the Democrats did here, because this, on the part of Richard Blumenthal, this is a reversal of Joe Biden's policy. It was very clever, but it makes a lot of sense when you consider that the Bidens were on China's payroll and China had kompromat on him. What he did was put sanctions on Russia that kept the Russian oil off the main world oil market, right? But Joe Biden let China buy all the oil it wanted from Russia at discounted prices because the oil was worth less since Russia had fewer customers it could sell it to, right? So Biden created the situation that the International Monetary Fund warned about when they said, hey, listen, these sanctions on Russia, particularly Russian oil, because that's their main export, they're not hurting Russia at all. In fact, they're helping China because China's getting cheap oil. The only people getting hurt were U.S. drivers who now had to pay more per gallon of gas because having the Russian oil off the international market jacked up the price of oil overall, which, of course, we know is a key ingredient in gasoline. So what Biden was doing with his policy was ensuring that Russia had the money for the war, which we wanted to go on forever, as we know, launder the money through Ukraine, that China had a supply of cheap oil, and that there was a way to artificially jack up the price of gasoline for Americans, which Democrats don't want to do directly because it would have made them very, very unpopular. So they did it backdoor. This is closing the backdoor. Now, I'm assuming they're serious. I don't know, folks, but I'm talking this through because it was so fascinating. When I clicked the volume to record what Lindsey and Blumenthal were saying, I expected anything but this. I'm shocked by it. I mean, the two of them doing something good for America and bad for China, definitely didn't see that coming.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, now here's where this gets really interesting, okay? For over 50 years, the policy of the United States of America, think Cold War, right, has been based around one central tenet: to keep China and Russia as far apart as possible, based on the theory that in a war, it would be tough, but we could defeat China and we could defeat Russia, but together we could not defeat them. That was the foreign policy of the United States of America for over 50 years. It really dates back to Nixon and Kissinger. It's one of the things that Kissinger is considered to be a genius for. Okay, everything was going fine for those 50 years until China figured out it could just buy off our leaders, mostly Democrats, but also Mitch McConnell. Graham and Blumenthal are right. This would bring Russia to its knees. And if China refuses to decouple, it would bring China to its knees. It's hard to imagine that Trump didn't know about this before they went, but who knows? This really marks a turning point in foreign relations, if they're serious, though, because up until this point, we've treated Russia, who's done not a damn thing to us, with far more seriousness than we have China, who's killed, it looks like, around 1.4, 1.5 million of us just in the last 5 years between COVID and fentanyl. Now, think how this sounds, too, okay? Because Trump's been treated, you know, by our media here in America as something of a madman. Oh, he's crazy. Look, 145% tariff on China. That's insane. He's nuts. He's going to ruin trade and cause us a depression. Well, I mean, Lindsay does this in a bipartisan way. These senators are like, oh, no, Trump, no, he's the moderate. We'll go 500%. They make Trump look reasonable. In fact, if Trump had written this himself, it probably wouldn't sound too different. Look, folks, I don't know what's going on here, and that's what makes it so fascinating. But folks, one final thing, and I, you know, touched on this before. I've been predicting for some time now, because it's such the obvious play, that John Thune, who's had little more than a sneering relationship with Trump and telling him to butt out and don't interfere in the Senate, he's allegedly the GOP leader of the Senate, but he's really just a neocon. I've said for a long time that the deal, the hardball deal that the Republican neocon leadership of the Senate would drive with Trump behind closed doors is, you continue funding our graft and our grift in Ukraine. You help us keep the war going artificially if you want your agenda funded. All the immigration stuff, everything Trump wants to do. In fact, I've even gone so far as to predict that a time may come when we will be outraged to watch Trump sign off on one of these multi-billion dollar printed money deals where the money goes down the rat hole to Ukraine with no controls or oversight. Folks, and do not be surprised if Trump does that. This may be Trump's capitulation to them, too. Because notice, all this is happening as the big, beautiful bill has passed the House, but is now moving on over to the Senate. The timing can't escape notice. By the way, you know who else has noticed everything I've just laid out here? Vladimir Putin. And he's still got a big, beautiful arsenal of nuclear weapons, plus a lot of conventional missiles, too.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.